Next item on the agenda, final appeals from individuals whose crab license has been placed on the waiting list.
Last month, you had four individuals who either could not attend the meeting or who had other information that they were trying to pull together for presentation to you at this meeting. So you delayed those decisions. Michael Shackelford is the first of those, and I was told, is he here? Michael Shackelford? I was told yesterday that,
look here, Francis,
that he is in the hospital, and so he's not going to be here.
No, I'd like to continue. We'll give him an opportunity to go.
So we'll just put him off to August meeting. Okay. Next case was Mr. Paul Herrick. At last month's meeting, Mr. Herrick indicated that his nephew, Jeff Parker, had been serving as his agent during the qualifying period and was fishing his crab pots for him. However, when we did a further audit of the reports that we should have received either from Mr. Herrick or from Mr. Parker on Mr. Herrick's behalf, we didn't see anything in our record. Now, since then, we have been provided with a number of receipts, and we didn't copy these for you because they're fairly extensive and we're trying to save trees these days. But I have at least eight of these receipt books from the crab company, and within there are a number of evidence of a number of sales for crabs to Mr. Parker. So he very clearly was crabbing during 07, which was part of the qualifying period. Now,
he didn't file reports.
He did not file reports. Now, the precedent that you have set is when a crabber has shown evidence that he has crabbed, but he has failed to report, there is no error on our part in the mandatory reporting system. And so he doesn't meet any of the three conditions in the regulation that qualify for an appeal that can be accepted.
Plus, Mr. Parker's in violation of regulation for failing to report, which could result in a suspension. Is that correct?
There could, but now let me say this. There's always a twist. There was at least one case over the last 6 months where there was confusion between the crabber and the agent. And one thought the other was licensed, was reporting, the other thought the other was. And in that case, you did grant the appeal. Now, I don't know if that's what's going on here or not. I can only tell you that there's clear evidence that there was crabbing during the qualifying period. Mr. Herrick and his nephew are here, and you can talk to him about that. But that's the situation there.
Mr. Robinson, I'm going to recuse myself on Mr. Herrick's appeal.
Okay. Make sure Mr. Lane's here.
I think you can go either way on this one based on precedent. There's cases on both sides here where you've approved and denied.
I'm not going anywhere until we hear from him. Mr. Herrick, you here present with your...
Yes, sir.
You got your nephew with you that... Did you solemnly swear the testimony that you're about to give to be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, self God? Mr. Herrick, you want to go first?
Yes, John, I explained the last time I was here. I know you got... I went through a bad divorce, lost my home and everything. In 07, my nephew was crabbing down there. I was still living up in Tennessee.
And he comes, this nephew?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
He asked, he said, Uncle Paul, could I use your license to crab? And I said, yeah, sure, it'll help you out. Fine. And I let him have a license. It was on my part at the time I was going through something. I just didn't tell him that he had to file. And then when I realized it, I said, listen, did you file? He said, well, you didn't tell me. So he sent OA in. So I went away. And probably my mistake, but financially, I've had a clot in my leg, and I've had a lot of problems, and just basically I'm broke, and the license would help me get back on my feet.
Sir, can you state your name, please, for the record?
Jeffrey Parker.
What about the reporting, Jeff?
I had no clue about it. He didn't, you know, he gave me the license, and then it's so hard to get back and forth to try to talk to him with him and all his stuff that I didn't know nothing about it. When he did say something, let me know about it, you know, he'd asked, when he had asked me about the reports, I did the 08 reports, and I just now got these reports back.
Had you ever fished or crabbed under a license with PMRC before?
No, in North Carolina. I fished.
Yeah, mandatory reporting in North Carolina?
Yes, sir.
Did not.
No, that for North Carolina still doesn't have mandatory reporting. It's under the dealer, whoever buys them in North Carolina, to make the reports out.
Mm-hmm. Any questions? Mr. Holland?
I've got a question. In other words, you didn't know you were supposed to fill the reports out or anything about the reports?
No, sir, I didn't even have to.
As soon as you got a notification, you had filed reports monthly from 08 through 09?
I took care of 08s. Well, when he let me know about them, I was already done with 08, but I took care of 08s and did send those in. But and I just now got these because I had to get them from the man that I sold my crabs to. The actual, so I can actually make a report.
Are you making reports in 09?
I haven't been fishing in 09.
You haven't done any fishing in 09?
Well, in North Carolina, I've been in 09. But
your testimony is as soon as you found out that reporting was mandatory, you reported every month since then?
Yes.
Since you fished?
Yes, sir.
Sir? The reason why I didn't know I'm not because I didn't receive a license, so he couldn't crab. That was the only reason why he didn't turn in 09, because he didn't have one, you know, could go and begin to work to do it.
Any other questions?
I'm none.
Mr. Trout says, we had any problems with Mr. Herrick in the past as far as different things behind the $9. Matters before the commission.
I move to reinstate his license.
Is there a second?
It's an obvious situation that you're going to get together the 07 so we can put that in there. And we know that it's not going to happen.
Motion made by Mr. Schick, second by Mr. Holland. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Carries unanimously. Please keep it straight.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Now, I'll it will be.
It won't be their problems on that anymore.
Not yet.
And let the record reflect that Mr. Robbins abstained. Thank you, Mr. Bell.
Okay. Next individual is Mr. Jeffrey Bonney. Again, we have no records that he reported harvest of crabs during the qualifying period.
This letter from the all the receipts last month.
Yeah, and in fact, they're the same receipts I just showed you. They're both of them sell to the same company, and so the same receipt books that contain Mr. Parker's evidence contain quite a few receipts from Mr. Bonney, on the order of several thousand dollars worth of crabs being sold during the qualifying period. And again, we didn't copy these for you, but they're substantial records. Now, in this case, I don't have any evidence that there was an agent involved here like the last case. It was just clearly failure to report on Mr. Bonney's behalf during May, June, July of 2007. And in every case that is identical to this in the past, you have denied the appeals.
Mr. Bonney here?
Thank you, sir. Charles Jenkins, I'm
from Auburn. Yes, sir.
Mr. Bonney.
Now, Mr. Bonney, you've sworn to swear the testimony you're about to give me the truth. The whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God.
Yes, sir.
State your name for the record, please.
Captain Scott Bonney.
And Counselor, if you would please state your name again for the record.
It's Charles Jenkins. I'm from Norfolk, 04146.
Thank you, sir.
right. You're Jeff Bonney, is that right?
Yes, sir.
How long have you been crabbing?
About 30 years.
And you crabbed down in the Back Bay area?
Yes, sir.
And you crabbed during this time, 2007, and made money crabbing during that time, is that right?
Yes, sir.
And during that time, you were married, is that right?
Yes, sir.
And you're going through a... And who did the reporting?
My ex-wife.
Well, you're still married. You're not through yet.
Well,
I mean, it's not done yet. It's not done yet, is it?
No, it's not.
All right. And she was doing the reporting for you. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Why didn't she report during this time? Was this when you were having troubles and problems?
Yeah, most likely, yeah. She did all my bookkeeping for me.
All right. But you were working during that time?
Yes, sir.
And with this bill... Would this be a hardship for you if you didn't get your license back?
Oh, yes, sir. I used that money to pay my bills and support my family. All right. That's what I need. You know, that's what I do. That's my work.
All right. And you did. You have reported for 07. Is that right? Which was the time that we were talking about.
No.
All right. You've given him receipts for 07.
Yeah, I got receipts. I bought receipts.
All right. Answer any questions that the commission might have.
Did you ever ask your wife if she filed your reports?
Yes.
And the answer was?
She put no work. I asked her last week what came in. She didn't.
She filed reports that said that you were not working when you were actually working.
Yes.
Mr. Travel said, just a database show anything such as that? If he's not working, it would show it.
We don't have anything. Well, I mean, there's nothing.
No activity.
No activity that shows up.
Okay.
Blank.
Just want to make sure about it. Any questions of members of the commission?
Did you fish in L.A.?
Yes, sir.
Do we have reports of him fishing in L.A.?
You don't have reports for that. I've got to get that from her, too. I've got to get all my paperwork.
So you fished for 2 years, and she said you...
That's correct. Yes, sir.
Mr. Robbins.
Did you fish in 2004, 5, or 6?
2004, I fished a little bit, yes, sir.
But you didn't report that?
I didn't report that either.
Yeah, it gets to a point where you got to be responsible.
I understand that.
Because that's the basis. I'm not lecturing, I'm just saying that's the basis of the management decisions we make here as far as quota allocation is concerned. It's showing up, they don't have any crab harvest. Then, for the people that are out there working hard, we make regulations that seem to be difficult on others. It's because the crab harvest appears to be down. Here we've got an individual. If you're a good crabber, the numbers could have been significantly different. On the other hand, in effect, he was actually using his wife as his agent to fill out the paperwork. I don't know how much difference this is in letter of the law and spirit of the law than the last one, who was anticipating and expecting someone else to actually do the paperwork. Counselor, do you have any other comments?
No, I would think he's sincere. He's going to do it in the future. You're not going to have any problem with him. And I'd like to ask that his license be reinstated.
That is the point of the commission. Mr. Robbins.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. These are difficult cases. And I think it's one of the overarching concerns I've had, and I think we've worked towards is trying to be consistent in our decision making. And the only case that I recall where we reinstated a license because somebody else was expected to be reporting the catch was where we had a 12-year-old boy who was crabbing, and his mother was handling his reporting. And in this case, there's not a, I don't think there is a confounding issue of agencies as we had in the last case. I'm not able to support the request.
Is that a motion?
I would offer to deny.
For second the motion?
Second.
Motion made by Mr. Robbins, second by Mr. Lane. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion, signify by saying aye. Aye. All opposed? Motion carries. Thank you, sir. You have a right to appeal. Mr. Travelstead?
Yes.
We're going to have to keep those for a while.
Well, yeah.
All right. Okay. The last individual is Mrs. Nina McClung, again, who shows no activity on her license during the qualifying period. She indicates in her letter to you that she was holding the license for her son. The license was originally held by her husband, who passed away. It was transferred into her name, and she's holding it until her 16-year-old son, 16 years old now, can go crabbing. Again, there's no activity, doesn't meet any of the three qualifying criteria for a successful appeal. My thought is, I don't know when the son is going to go crabbing, but she's holding the license for him now. There's not a whole lot of difference between that and the state holding it for him now. When the crab resource rebounds, he's going to get his license back, or she's going to get her license back. These are not permanent revocations. This is a wait list until the resource recovers. So end result is he may get his license back when he's 18, or if the crab resource continues to rebound.
Back to the
commission. Thank you, Mr. Chair. I have a question for Jack. Jack, what's the status of other licenses that belong when the license holder deceased during the qualifying period? Did they go into the states, or did they automatically become inactive?
Well, if time passes. And obviously the waterman's card isn't renewed the following year because the individual's passed away, the license does go away. But that's very rare. In most cases, the licenses, the estate comes in and transfers the license to, in some cases they have wills that say who the license should go to, and we honor that. And in almost every case, it gets transferred within that year of death, so it remains active. Very rarely that they disappear altogether, because they have value. And it's almost always transferred to the executor or, a relative. And then you'll see it passed on again, transferred again sometime later.
Pleasure to the commission.
I move to deny.
For a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Motion made by Mr. Lane, second by Mr. Robbins to deny. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Thank you. Next item on the agenda.
Mr. Chairman, I have one other request on the same subject.
Sure.
Doug Jenkins was here earlier this morning. He couldn't stay, but he has been in conversation with a Mr. Clifton Lee Jr. of Kinsale, Virginia, who is on the waiting list. He appealed back in March, I believe, and was denied. In fact, I'm not even sure that he showed up at the meeting. He's 70 years old. 70. Doug handed me another letter from Mr. Lee this morning and asked that I present it to you. This is somewhat of a second bite of the apple. You have allowed that in a couple of cases. I can read the letter to you. You don't have it in your record. It says, please accept the letter as my request for review and reconsideration concerning my peeler pot license. I am and will continue to be in brutal need of the license due to my age, 70. General physical condition and financial downturn, I cannot sustain short term without it. Frankly, I must return more to my previous status, a long-standing active waterman. Other work that used to be available to me is not out there. I'm no newcomer, yet admit that several years passed without much activity, and hurricanes did much damage. Nevertheless, I have the best part of a lifetime invested and some $2,000 presently. I will immediately use this license and continue to do so as is obviously intended. Please reconsider the matter and allow me the license. I long ago paid my dues. I will be and remain active. I told Mr. Jenkins I would present it, and
just what was the reason that we initially?
Again, there was no activity during the qualifying period. No use of the license.
Does the commission desire to take any action on the matter?